No, we didn't. We used two tight lamb, had ground, take sand of lamb for peanuts. No, we didn't raise any of
those. Now, you mentioned goobers.
Yeah, I used to call them goobers a long time ago. When I was a kid, that's what they called. They didn't say peanuts, they said goobers.
Well, that's why I approached that in such a roundabout way. Did you have nut trees anyplace?
Pecan trees and walnuts.
Now, on a walnut, what do you call the outer cover? The one that's on there when it falls
off
the
tree? Well, that's the shell.
And inside that, the hard one that you break with a hammer?
Yeah, that's the walnut now. And that, you have to get the kernel out of the pores of that nut shell. I mean, out of the nut itself. The shell will pop open and let the walnut, the nut fall to the ground. And that's black. And it's hard. You have to hammer to break those black walnuts.
They're devils to get out.
Yeah, and they're just as rich as they can be. Don't you can eat too much of them right now. Sure make you sick.
Have you ever heard the inside, the kernel called a goody?
The what?
A goody?
No.
I guess that's an eastern Oklahoma term.
No, I never hear it called that.
When you were a boy on Christmas, did you ever get anything special right in the toe of your sock?
You only have an apple or orange right in the toe.
That was a pretty big occasion, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah.
And, in your garden, did you grow those little round red things that you're under the ground?
Radishes? Yeah.
And how about those vegetables that are full of seeds? Grow on vines, maybe you train them up into bushes. Red?
Berries or?
No. These, they get bigger. Some of them get like that. Put them in salads or slice them and put them on hamburgers.
Oh, onions?
No.
That's not a berry.
I'm not asking my question well. Tomatoes.
Oh, tomatoes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, we raise tomatoes. I didn't think of it.
How about that vegetable that comes in pods? It's just full of seeds.
Pepper?
Well, this is one you might boil or you might cut up and fry. If you boil it too long, it's just a bunch of slime.
Well, beans and peas both come in a pod, you know.
Yeah. No, this
and
one
okra?
Has, yeah, that's the
yeah,
one.
Okra. Yeah, that's slick.
It is, isn't it? Have you ever heard onions called ingerns?
Yeah, I sure have.
Was that common around here?
Well, it wasn't common, but there's some people who use that.
You just take it once and
yeah.
It'd stick. Wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Just most of the old timers that didn't have any schooling, they went to school or anything like that. Just growing up, they'd call them ingerns. I've heard them call them.
Now, would these be ranch people or farm people?
Well, most of them was ranch people back there then. There wasn't many farmers then. It was all ranchers.
Came in from Texas, huh?
Yeah.
Tennessee to Texas and in?
And then up here. Most of them come from Texas up here. All this country settled up to Texas people. From there today.
How about those onions that you eat, tops and all?
Well, that's a Bermuda onion? No, not a Bermuda onion. It's a little small sort of lady finger onion. I forget what they call them now. I forget the names of them.
You mentioned beans. Did you raise those large yellow flat beans?
Yeah, big old big white beans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we raised a lot of them.
These were thin?
Yeah, they're pretty thin. They had a pretty big, big bean like that. Butter beans.
And how about the green ones?
There was, they're just little,